As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, August the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, or at least lots of news. Hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences all out and across America. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning swim in a sea of red ink ahead of the Federal Open Market Committee's report. We'll talk about that. The U.S. dollar index, green shoots and scores, well, we'll talk about that as well. BP, Anadarko, booking profits, gloom and doom, wars for Israel. We'll talk about all of that as well. The National Ocean Council, Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Agenda 21, Hugo Grotius, legal research for paralegals. Wow, what a day we're going to have today. Of course, we'll take your calls and so much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off $8.50 and heading south at $1,192.70 an ounce. Silver off 28 cents at $18.05. $18.05 a troy ounce. Platinum off $5 at $1,537 an ounce. And palladium up $1 at $4.77. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,189.80 for a low, $1,202.40 for a high, but at $1,192.70, your gold is up year to year, $247.30 for a 26.15% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price at $1,196.75 an ounce, and we're trading a little bit below that now. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged, holding in their treasure chest 1,282.75 metric tons of gold. And that values out on the street at these spot prices at $49.61 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 45 at 10,699 yesterday. We'll carry it all over to after the break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is, certainly, William Roberts. Let's go into this a little bit further for the market report again. We find gold trading off $8.50 at the opening bell, $1,192.70. An ounce, silver off 28 cents, trading at 1805. Platinum down $5 at 1537, and palladium up $1 at 477. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 45 in New York City at 10,699. The NASDAQ closed up 17 at 2306. The S&P 500 up 6 at 1,128. Crude oil this morning off $1.48 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading as they are this morning on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at $80 even, the U.S. dollar index, another one of these trade-weighted basket of currencies, bumps up 0.64 basis points this morning. It trades at 81.65 on the USDX. Anyway, the foreign exchange markets this morning, as of course, is going to reflect that. It's just nothing but a sea of red ink. The Canadian loonie dropping 90 basis points, yet trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 57 basis points, just barely hanging in there at 8 cents. The euro at 0.81% or 81 basis point decline at $1.31, paring 2 cents off of its value held yesterday. The British pound off 116 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.57. And the Swiss franc off 97 basis points, almost a whole point move there at 95 cents U.S. The bond market this morning The two-year is yielding 0.55%. The 10-year at 2.81%. The 30 at 3.99%. And in the mortgages, the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.13% a month to go to 3.96% as they try and lure more and more people into the mortgage markets. Don't expect very many are going to respond. The 30-year, you'd think it would be a lower interest rate. It's not. It's more. The longer you borrow, the more you pay. 30-year mortgages this morning moving down from 4.63% a month ago to 4.49% this morning. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25. There's lots coming down the pike today on the economic calendar, this off of Econo Day. The big one, of course, is going to be the Federal Open Market Committee announcement this afternoon at 2:15. It's one of the drawbacks of doing a morning show. We won't know what happens until it's happened, so I'll have to report on it after the fact tomorrow. Goldman's store sales going to come out, has already come out this morning. There's a report on that. Productivity, we're going to go there in a moment in the Red Book. So let's just go ahead and jump to the next one. Productivity. You know, they talk about productivity all the time. You can have a strong, you know, balance sheet, the bottom line, and claim lots of productivity, American productivity, you know. But it can be accomplished with fewer and fewer hours worked, fewer and fewer wage earners. You just start crossing out all the useless eaters, and your productivity, your bottom line looks really good. But your business may not be getting any stronger, and that's what we find this morning. A 3.6% increase in hours worked outpaced a 2.6% increase in output, making for a 0.9% quarter-to-quarter decline in second-quarter productivity. So productivity in the second quarter of this year going down, ending five straight quarters of strong growth in a partial offset. The first quarter productivity was revised 1.1 percentage points higher to a plus 3.9%. So whatever numbers you hear today, folks, come back again in a month from now, and they'll adjust those numbers up and down to suit their purposes. The reversal in the second quarter productivity made for a 0.2% rise in labor costs to end three straight quarters of sequential decline. Three straight quarters of sequential decline. Not a good sign. The rise in labor costs doesn't mean that workers are making more. Hourly compensation fell 0.7% following a flat reading in the first quarter. Weakening productivity is not surprised given the slowdown in growth, but today's results are further evidence that the recovery may be in jeopardy. All right? The Red Book here, store sales were satisfactory in the August 7th week, according to Red Book's tally that shows a plus 3 percentage point year-on-year pace, unchanged from the prior week. But month-on-month, August is off to a good start with a 1.2% increase. Now, that's not going to take into account purchases made for school supplies and clothing and sending the children back to school again. That'll come up later in the month, but that's what's coming down the pike. This is the one that everybody's looking for, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting announcement. It's going to be coming out today. It's going to have to do with the federal funds rate, et cetera, target levels. Here's the notice. Market consensus before the announcement. The Federal Open Market Committee announcement for the August 10th FOMC policy meeting is expected to leave the Fed funds target rate, and that's 0.25%, unchanged at a range of 0 to 0.25%. Traders will be picking apart the statement for any wording hinting of additional quantitative easing and for changes in the Fed's view of the economy. Okay, so if you're Johnny on the spot, you'll come back in later in the day. You'll listen to whatever Binyamin S. Shalom Bernanke has to say and then do as the traders do and pick apart every single word that he says. You know that he's not going to be up there extemporaneously speaking. He's going to be sticking to a very carefully scripted statement, no doubt about it. And it's going to have a lot of impact. It's going to have a lot of impact on what's going to be going down here in the next month or two. Here's an article off Bloomberg, same regards. Scott Lanneman, August 9, 2010, new news, actually yesterday's news, but good enough. Federal Reserve policymakers meeting today may find the market reaction to any announcement of steps to spur growth will be bigger than the impact on the economy. Options outlined last month by Benjamin Bernanke include providing more information about the Fed's pledge to maintain record low interest rates, reducing the rate it pays on banks' reserve deposits, and sustaining or expanding the size of the balance sheets. Quote, if they're small scale, the direct efforts are relatively small, said Martin Goodfriend, a former research director at the Richmond Fed, quote, but to the extent that they signal the Fed's concerns and what direction they are and the Fed's willingness to take actions, given the signal of their concerns, they could have big effects. So we'll be watching as that comes out today. Let's go over here. I want to pick up this story quickly, one that I didn't cover yesterday. It was hidden off in the browser. It has a hard time loading from time to time. They had a lot of advertisements lobbed in with it. So anyway, let's see if we can get this little cat to open. Here we go. This is about British Petroleum. Rather interesting article. BP, Anadarko, lead energy rebound as cap stops worst case spill. Now, you know, as you've been listening to this broadcast and Mike Chambers, we discovered rather early on in this situation that Anadarko was one of the partners with British Petroleum in the Macondo project. And we're going to find out a little bit about that right here. BP PLC and Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, this being written by Brian Swint and Edward Klump, collaborative writing for Bloomberg, are leading a rebound in global energy stocks after engineers stopped the worst oil spill in U.S. history. So they're on the rebound, folks. BP is cashing in.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So BP, the owner of the Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico that exploded on April the 20th, has gained 36% this quarter, and its partner, Anadarko, has surged 54%. They're the biggest gainers among oil companies in the Morgan Stanley, being Rothschild money there, World Index, making energy the second best performing industry in the period. All right? While everybody else is wringing their handkerchiefs, these guys are ringing the bell and bringing in the profits. Here's a quote. It wasn't as catastrophic as it might have been, and that bodes well for all the negative sentiment in this hazardous industry, close quote, said Jason Kenney. Talk about a heartless bastard. There's one. An analyst at ING Wholesale Banking in Edinburgh, Scotland, who rates BP a buy. Rates it a buy, folks. Quote, the worst-case scenario for BP was really overdone. The risk is to the upside from here quite significantly. BP, well, anyway, Anadarko, which holds a 25% stake in the well, followed the same pattern. The shares in the Woodlands, Texas-based company dropped 53% to a low of $34.54 on June the 9th. It closed last week at $55.68. I wonder where Goldman Sachs put their stock money this past month. Probably Anadarko and BP. I would wonder whether Tony Hayworth is back in the business as well. Mitsui and Company, the Japanese trading house that holds an indirect stake in the Macondo well. I bet you didn't know that. There's another one. Mitsui and Company, put that one on your list, has advanced about 15% in Tokyo this quarter. Their shares slumped 33% after the accident to a low of 1,018 yen on July the 5th and were little changed at 1,196 yen at 4:42 p.m. time. Now, here's a quote, now the well is capped and most of the oil is gone. It's clear that the end of the world didn't happen, close quote, said Christine Tiscareno, an analyst at Standard & Poor's in London. Quote, this was scary for Anadarko because they're much smaller. If they hadn't been able to stop the oil flow, it could have put them into receivership. As Wayne Madsen accurately stated in this new economic disorder, profit good, loss bad, and the hell with the consequences. Anxiety eases. The end of the leak has added impetus to other oil and gas stocks as anxiety about harsher global regulation and soaring drilling costs has eased. Imagine that that moratorium in the Gulf will last too long. Chevron Corporation, the second largest U.S. oil company, has gained 16% this quarter. Royal Dutch Shell PLC is up 7.5%. A rising oil price is also providing support to energy stocks. Benchmark crude futures in New York rose to more than $80 a barrel last week for the first time since May. You see why we follow the Bloomberg? If you want to get inside of the mind of this corrupt New World Order, you're going to have to go into the belly of the beast from time to time, even if it's unpleasant to do so. Here's a little bit more. This is, let's see, I don't want to know that one. Let's do this one. Bump back over to here. Here it is. Declines, that's the one I'm looking for. I'm trying all kinds of new stuff to perk up the delivery here on the broadcast. Crude, just off Bloomberg, crude oil declines on signs of slowing fuel demand in the U.S. and China. All right? It's always demand. Keep your eyes on demand. Demand is one of the most important words in today's vernacular. By Grant Smith and Christian Smollinger, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg New News, oil fell in New York on signs that fuel demand in the U.S. and China, the two largest energy consumers, is faltering as the economic recovery slows. That's right. I haven't filled up the tank on my pickup truck in a long time. At these prices, it's like taking out a second mortgage. Crude oil fell as equity markets declined in Europe and Asia, A U.S. government report tomorrow is likely to show that gasoline inventories remain near their highest in 6 weeks, according to a Bloomberg survey, even as the summer driving season reaches its peak. China's crude imports slumped 15% in July from June. Preliminary government data showed, quote, "The weakness of gasoline is one of the most compelling reasons for expecting crude prices to stay range-bound," in other words, not going anywhere, "and probably below $80, close quote, said Christopher Bellew, the senior broker at Bosch Commodities Limited in London. So they're always going over to London and Edinburgh and places like that. Quote, "Poor gasoline demand is a visible indicator of the lack of a real recovery." That's right. People don't go doodling around. They don't go cruising on Saturday night if they've only got 2 cents in their pocket. China, the world's largest energy consumer, imported 19 million tons of crude in July, down from a record of 22.3 million tons in June. Quite a drop. According to the data today from the General Administration of Customs, the U.S. Energy Department is scheduled to release its weekly report at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Well, there's more than that, too. Here's another one. It's not just not just the energy area that's getting trimmed. This is another one. Gates says the Defense Bureau bureaucracy is swollen and declares cuts, all right? And this yesterday's news by Viola Geiger, August the 9th for Bloomberg, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the Pentagon needs to save money by further reducing a cumbersome U.S. military hierarchy. A cumbersome U.S. military hierarchy, setting up potential battles with members of Congress who support targeted programs. You know, they got all the pork barrel guys out there like Roy Blunt, bringing it home, Roy. Gates announced plans yesterday to lop spending on support contractors by more than one quarter over 3 years and close a military command in Norfolk, Virginia, that coordinates planning and training across military branches. He said the savings would be used to sustain the U.S. force and improve weapons for future threats. Here's a quote, we must be mindful of the difficult economic and fiscal situation facing our nation, Gates told the reporters at the Pentagon. The department can't expect Congress to approve budget increases each year unless we're doing a good job. Indeed, everything possible to make every dollar count. I'm not going to get away with any more of those $200 hammers for a while. Definitely not that. This is, I don't know how many of you have been hearing about this. I've certainly heard more of it than I wanted to hear. But the idea that sometime in the next 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks, we might be going to war with Iran. I don't know, these guys are just, smoking dope or just what it is. Go in and you do a little browse around and try and find out about imminent war, Israel and Iran. You don't come up with very much. I got a Washington Times article. If we have time, I might save it for later. But it's important to understand that with this discussion about the cutting the costs in the military, makes you wonder whether or not they're actually ramping up in the background to go to war with these kind of cuts being proposed. Of course, they might just throw them all into the bus and proceed on to do it anyway. This is another one. U.S. House is set to pass state aid as lawmakers return from the break. This is Brian Fahler writing yesterday. U.S. House members are returning to Washington from their summer recess to act on a $26 billion plan to aid cash-strapped state governments amid concerns the economy is stalling as November's congressional elections approach. All right, so they're rushing back from their summer holiday to make a vote here and ensure that their state teachers' union and all the cop unions and all the firemen and all the rest of the Democrats are going to turn out and support this administration one more time. Lawmakers convene today, that would be yesterday, for anticipated passage of a Senate-passed bill aimed at preventing thousands of layoffs of teachers and other government employees. Republican House leaders oppose the measure, while the Democrats support the measure.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and it would seem that, yes, there is discussion, lots of it, on the internet. Our loyal listeners in the chat room did a web search here and popped me up a link to Google. Iran digs graves for U.S. troops in case of attack. Iran plans to help Lebanon army as the U.S. blocks aid. Iranian MPs drafting plan to obtain war reparations from Iraq. Lots of discussion in here. I think this fellow has it right. This one, the war against Iran is a method of promoting globalism by a Dmitry Sedov. Preparations for the war against Iran largely resembles the activity which preceded the U.S. attack against Iraq. Saddam Hussein faced allegations of blah, blah, blah. U.S. says engagement is still on the table when handling Iranian nuclear issues. So we'll have to see. Doesn't look like it's coming in the next week to 10 days. The tribulation crowd, the rapture cult, are advocating this and agitating for it. You know, anything to see Jesus come down to the earth any day soon. Of course, then the other side of that coin are all the people that are out there waiting for Mary to save the day, too. Lots of Marian heresies and Marian apparitions and people wringing their handkerchiefs in that regard. This is a little bit I want to go to now, though. change the tone of the broadcast just a little bit, because we're going to talk about international law for a bit this morning. Customary international law. You're going to hear this as we go through this coastal and marine spatial planning discussion. over and over again. And if you go up on the United Nations website, hope we'll have time today to visit that as well, take a look at marine spatial planning, you'll find the use of the terminology customary international law. And, of course, as you know, the executive order that was signed on the 19th of July by the usurper getting us into and creating this stewardship of the oceans, our coasts, and the Great Lakes, Executive Order 13547, too, also speaks of an accession to this convention on the law of the sea. And we're going to talk about the law of the sea, the free sea, from Hugo Grotius. But what is customary international law? This right off of Wiki, for want of a better or quicker source, Wikipedia. Customary international law are those aspects of international law that derive from custom, as it would seem, you know, custom. And we say that a lot of times, you know, the natural law rose up out of the customs, the tongues, the tribes, the traditions, the creeds of the people. So we can think of customary international law as those aspects of international law that derive from custom or customary. And you can go back and look at the many centuries of that international law, if you will, has been developed in regards to our relationship and the state's relationship with the seas. And we're going to find out more about that with The Free Sea by Hugo Grotius. But continuing, coupled with general principles of law and treaties, that's the United Nations. Of course, we don't always get into treaties. Sometimes they take an end road or an end run, like the usurper has done, and instead of passing a treaty, we just issue an executive order, and then we, you know, give accession. Accession is kind of like agreeing. It's almost a memorandum of understanding. It's not a treaty. It hasn't gone before Congress. The Senate won't look at it. But this is where we're at right now. Custom is considered by the International Court of Justice jurists, the United Nations, and its member states to be among the primary sources of international law. So what is it one does customarily? That becomes the focus of our attention when we start to develop international law. For example, laws of war were long a matter of customary law before they were codified in the Hague Conventions of 1899 and 1907. And so you have again, the operation of this word prescription. Prescription is a way that something can become finalized by the operation of time. But enough time passes and no one objects, it becomes a custom. You know, around here we all eat with our bowie knives because we don't have any forks, but we all eat with our bowie knives. So when you come to dinner here, you bring your bowie knife and just slice off a hunk of beef and eat. The statute of the International Court of Justice acknowledges the existence of customary international law in Article 38(1), subsection B, incorporated into the United Nations Charter by Article 92. All right, now, so yesterday we started talking a little bit about the role of a paralegal and doing research into the laws, and we're going to cover a little bit more of that in a moment. But here we're getting a citation which we can then follow up on and find out the rest of the story. Customary international law, again, consists of rules of law, the rule of law, derived from the consistent conduct of states. Consistent conduct of states. It's becoming a well-established rule of law that Israel will broach, you know, allow no one to breach their blockade on Gaza. And they don't give a flip whether they have to come in on out from helicopters and blow hell out of innocent passengers or not. You know, that's just the way they are. And they're developing customary law here. Consists of rules of law derived from the consistent conduct of states acting out of the belief that the law required them to act that way. Customary law says that Israel gets away with anything. No one says anything or does anything about it. Why? Well, because, you know, blessings and cursings and all that garbage. Anyway, it follows that customary international law can be discerned by a widespread repetition by states of similar international acts over time. And so when we look at this coastal and marine spatial planning, and we see a consistent and repetitive use, if you will, widespread repetition by states of similar international acts, then it becomes customary, it becomes part of international law. We assess, or we ascend into this, we give our accession, we agree to the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. Acts must occur out of a sense of obligation. Obligation, opinio juris. Acts must be taken by a significant number of states and not be rejected by a significant number of states. It has been terribly inconvenient that the United States has not given previously its accession to the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. All right? Terribly inconvenient. A marker of customary international law is consensus among states. That's always consensus building, consensus meetings. That's moving towards and getting agreement on predetermined outcomes, is consensus among states exhibited both by widespread conduct and a discernible sense of obligation. A preemptory norm, or peremptory norm, also called jus cogens, Latin for compelling law, is a fundamental principle of international law which is accepted by the international community of states as a norm from which no derogation is ever permitted. Important. Examples include various international crimes. A state which carries out or permits slavery, torture, genocide, wars of aggression, or crimes against humanity is always violating customary international law unless it's the United States and Israel. Well, that, I included that. Other examples accepted or claimed as customary international law include the principle of non-refoulement, immunity of visiting foreign heads of state, and the right to humanitarian intervention. So we had some very conflicting international law going down over there in Israel as regards the Marimama, right? Or whatever the name of that little boat was. And then the Rachel Corrie. So, with all of that, let's jump back over here and pick back up just quickly a little bit more of our discussion on the legal research and writing for paralegals. This is out of this book that I acquired over the on Friday last, Deborah E. Bouchoux, B-O-U-C-H-O-U-X, Little Brown and Company. This is a course book. This is a textbook for the paralegal. It's part of the paralegal series. If somebody wants to work in a law office, they're known as a paralegal, and they do research for the attorneys, all right? The members of the Bar Association. And we were looking at research techniques because these research techniques, even though they're principally for the paralegal, they would work to our advantage to understand these too. We can do the same sort of thing that you might do in a law library by going on the internet. This book written and published in 1994, prior really to the expansion of the internet for the generally dumb public, we can do the same sort of things that are presented in this textbook as we go up and we research law for ourselves so that we get a better understanding and get a better handle of what's coming down not only in Congress present, but in Congress past. So, the research techniques, again, there are three primary research techniques that you may want to use to locate federal statutes, and these are the descriptive word approach, the title topic approach, and the popular name approach. We'll continue right after these words from our sponsor.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2 DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so when we look at these various and sundry research techniques, we do so for a purpose. And of course, you know, we don't deal too much with the pablum here. We leave that to others, but we're trying to give you the power food that you're going to need to have to be successful in your research. And as you become more vocal or local, you're going to want to have the best material available because you're going to have some real dragons to defeat and slay in a town near you. Okay. So this is research techniques directly out of a course for paralegals. I don't know how many thousands of dollars someone would have to spend to go through this 600-page book in one of these private for-profit colleges, but I saw a video clip on Bloomberg earlier this morning about a poor young woman that had gotten bilked out of $70,000 by a school associated with Goldman Sachs. She went to school to learn how to be an artist, to do video games and things like that, illustration. Wound up not being able to find a job or making any money, and she now works as a stripper. All right? As a stripper. There you go. $70,000 for nothing. I picked this book up for a buck at a flea market. There's more information that you can cover in this book than we could cover in any one broadcast. So I just bring the stuff to your attention. These are ways that you can, as they say, self-educate rather than self-medicate and begin to take action right where you are. Yeah, yesterday we went into these research techniques. Again, there's three of them that this book teaches, three primary techniques that you may use to locate federal statutes. Well, just take out that use federal statutes and insert anything that's of interest to you right now, whether you're studying synchronicity, Lady Gaga, or some other thing. Use these topics. Use these techniques that might work for you. The descriptive word approach. We covered that yesterday. The title topic approach, we'll get that next, and the popular name approach, all right? So again, the descriptive word approach is starting out with something like Mars or planets or solar system or Earth. If you're trying to find out how far it is from the Earth to a specific planetary body, and this is the descriptive word approach. And then she drops down here. She says, when you've been assigned a legal research problem, or when you assign yourself one, You should try to think of words or phrases that describe this problem. And it might help when you're using the browser. This is this idea of the advanced searches and Boolean searches. To assist in developing descriptive words or phrases, consider the following questions. And here they are. This is the old school stuff. This is what the journalism, you know, has always talked about. And when you're writing a theme or a blog, keep these in mind. Who is involved? This is the who, what, when, where, and why, and how. Who is involved? What is the issue under consideration? Where did the action take place? When did the action occur? Why did the issue develop? How did the problem arise? So they're doing legal research, and they're using the same tools, these same simple tools that you would write if you were reporting a high school basketball game in your local newspaper. You should then insert the words and phrases into the general index of the U.S. Code Annotated and the USCX, which will then direct you to the appropriate title and section of the code. Now, I'll just skip to the next little bit here. If you have difficulty thinking of an appropriate word to insert into the index, you might consider using a thesaurus. All right, a thesaurus, that's a book people throw away almost. I've got a stack of them. I pick them up at flea markets for a dime. Sometimes just free, throw it in here, take some of these thesauruses with you. You can also find thesauruses, I believe, online. But a thesaurus gives you to provide you with synonyms or antonyms. Synonyms or antonyms. If you don't know what a thesaurus, it's not a dinosaurus, a T-H-E-S-A-U-R-U-S, look it up in the dictionary. Always start with your dictionaries, and from the dictionaries, then we go to the encyclopedias, and from the encyclopedias and their bibliographies, we then go on to the authors and other research inside those encyclopedias, and then we step out into the big world, all right? So anyway, you might consider using a thesaurus to provide you with synonyms or antonyms. Sometimes goofballs on the internet will come up with some real weird, wacky thing like wingnut or nut job or nutcase, and if you don't have the various synonyms and things like that, you might not be able to find that YouTube video you're looking for. So generally, however, such a practice will be not necessary, blah, blah, blah. After you have been directed to the appropriate title and section, you can readily locate the statute by scanning the library shelves and so on. The descriptive word approach is usually the easiest and the most efficient way to locate a statute, particularly for beginning researchers. If you cannot locate the statute you're looking for by using the general index, examine the volume of the general index to determine whether a pocket part has been inserted. Now that gets complicated. We need to explain it. We won't. Let's move to the second form. And that's the title topic approach. Title topic. This title topic method is best employed by researchers who are sufficiently familiar with the U.S. Code Annotated and the USCS so they can confidently select the one particular title of the 50 titles available and review the statutes therein. Because it is possible that some statutes may be covered under more than one title, and because this title topic approach presumes a great deal of knowledge about the U.S. Code Annotated, you should avoid using this method when you're just beginning to perform legal research. And so even though there are other methods available to you, you may want to become familiar with the descriptive word approach first as you begin to go in and actually study law on the internet. And you can do that. And you can do that without going to a name brand university and count it a blessing. You won't have, if you go to Harvard Law School, you'll no longer have to deal with Dean Elena Kagan. All right? Here's the last one of the three, the popular name approach. And this is very important to understand. The popular name approach, especially as we look at law and legislation, many of our federal statutes are known by a popular name. Look at this executive order that the usurper passed. Stewardship of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. The stewardship of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. How would you ever figure that out? Trying to guess and find your way in. Hard to do. But many of our federal statutes are known by a popular name, either by that of the sponsors of the legislation. For instance, they give here the Graham-Rudman-Hollings Act, or the Taft-Hartley Act, or the Kerr-Mills Social Security Act, or that given to the legislation by the public media, or, excuse me, by the public or the media, all right? So we have the H.R. 2454, the Clean Air, the Clean Energy Security Act, or something like that, the Clean Energy and Safety Act of 2010. And immediately, the only thing you could find in the media and in all of the various talking heads and punditries was cap and trade, cap and trade, cap and trade, cap and trade. The Republicans, the Democrats, they went cap and trade, cap and trade. That's the popular name of Roach. So if you don't search from the under the popular name or don't understand the concept that legislation can be given in a given names in a variety of ways, you know, it's like the Volcker Rule, the Paul Volcker Rule. This is part of the new banking regulations. But if you don't understand the concept, you'll get lost in it, right? So I always like to give the HRs or the Senate bill numbers to facilitate rapid research on the Cornell.edu website or wherever else it is that you like to go to get it. But some people follow the popular name rule, and there you go. That's another way to go. To locate such a statute, well, you don't need to know that. What they are talking about, however, is the U.S. Code annotated as being one of the most useful. That was published by West Publishing. The U.S. Code annotated, or its corollary, the USCS. I failed to remember what the S is that they have at the end of that. But what the U.S. Code annotated is it is a publication by West Publishing that takes not only the statutes, let's say, and just give it to you and present the text that you can get on the web easy enough. But without these annotations, you don't know what's going down. When we look at law, it's not what the statute says that is law. What is law is what the judges say is law. Important to understand that. We can run in and jump on these statutes. You know, you probably heard me very reluctant to get involved with the health care bill. I don't want to spend my time reading 2,000 pages of statutes. What we need to do is wait and see what happens. That one section about the 1099 reporting, that might be repealed. It might be repealed as soon as everybody comes back after the November election. If that section gets repealed and you didn't know about it, then you might be, you know, getting your shorts in a bunch sometime down the road if you're just looking at the statute. You need to know what's been repealed. Know when to hold them, know when to throw them out, you know when to fold them. So we'll be back on the other side. We're going to pick up Hugo Grotius, the Law of the Sea Treaty, and more on marine spatial planning.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions where and when we can find them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time as we begin our second hour to become a vocal, a local. Anyway, so let's go back into our discussion. The first hour, we gave you a little bit of news, some of the topical headlines and first, second, third paragraphs of a variety of news stories. Looking forward to later this afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee and the Benjamin Shalom Bernanke report, which may cause great tumult in the marketplaces. So around 2:15 Eastern Standard Time, right after everybody gets done at their lunch in the West, he's going to speak. And when he speaks, the markets sometimes collapse, so pay attention to that. Anyway, we opened up with a little bit back from our study on the what is a paralegal and a three-step approach to researching, which I hope you'll find useful and interesting. And if you're just joining us, if you're out there listening in the AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota area, if you're just joining us for our second hour, you can always find the archives for the first hour of today's broadcast at oraclebroadcasting.com, or just simply follow the link from my website, becomevocallocal.com, where you'll find our active chat room discussion in progress. Going back to the United Nations, we're talking about the idea of marine spatial planning. And I'll zoom up and catch the official title of this document. I'm working off of UNESCO-IOC-MarineSP.BE. It's a PDF file. I'm not going to bore you with all of the linkages. You can simply go up to the United Nations website and browse around, find marine spatial planning. You'll come up with this little booklet. It's a 99-page PDF, okay? I haven't ordered a hard copy, but I think I'm going to need to do that. There's just far too much information in here, and it's far too important to not have this book in my library. But on page 29, we find these words written, reinterpreting existing legislation in favor of marine spatial planning will often require substantial political and interagency will to achieve successful outcomes. Reinterpreting existing legislation in favor of marine spatial planning will often require substantial political and interagency will to achieve successful outcomes. Right. Now, this is coming on us and at us. We've got these nine regions that have been set up, all right, by this executive order 13547 of July 19, 2010. This idea of the stewardship of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. Barry the Usurper giving his assent or accession to the Convention on the Law of the Sea. This is a very big deal. A very big deal indeed. But you've got the northeastern region. You've got the central east coast region. You've got the southern east coast region. You've got the Caribbean. You've got the Gulf of Mexico. You've got all of the Pacific coastline. You've got all of Alaska's coastline, which is voluminous. Then you've also got the Pacific Island area, Hawaii, etc. Nine regions. And what they're going to need to do is to reinterpret existing legislation in favor of marine spatial planning, which will often require substantial political and interagency will. Continuing, a third possible way, well, then it continues and it says, in some cases, listen carefully, you might wish to consider incentives, such as financial contributions, education and awareness, and so on, to encourage all essential agencies to participate in the process.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we find us right here in this discussion of marine spatial planning from this document directly off the United Nations website as regards to marine spatial planning. And I'll give you some more information on that in a moment. But reinterpreting again existing legislation in favor of the marine spatial planning will often require substantial political and interagency will. That's the will of the elected and the agencies, all of the appointed bodies, all of your Soviet councils. It's going to require substantial political will to achieve successful outcomes in marine spatial planning. Now, it continues, and it says, in some cases, again, you might wish to consider certain incentives, such as financial contributions, education, and awareness, and so on, to encourage all essential agencies to participate in the process. This is known as obtaining public buy-in. Obtaining public buy-in. Graft, bribes, threats, etc. Whatever is necessary. But you've got to get the job done. And you've got to get it done locally if it's going to get done at all. A third possible way to establish authority for the marine spatial planning is to add it to provisions to legislation already underway or that is being considered for development in the near future. And so then we can go back to H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act, and we can see that this direction has already been included in that legislation and many others, or as the United Nations like to say, inter alia, among others. If we want to throw the Latin in there, we might as well. So in some countries, legislation to regulate new offshore infrastructure, such as renewable energy facilities and aquaculture, is already in progress. Now, this was written some years ago. We now have it in progress in the United States of America. Previously, a holdout, not granting a cession to the Convention on the Law of the Sea under Jorge Bush, incorporating provisions that make MSP mandatory. For example, when licenses or permits for new offshore infrastructure are to be given, it could be a way to establish authority. So they have to find jurisdiction in here. They have to find venue in here. And they need to find authority. They have to assert authority. And they do that through licensing. We talked about that in the past, this revelation I had years ago. There was an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified. This is this USC, the United States Code annotated that we talked about with legal research. Codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Very powerful statement there. If you decide to take this approach, it is important to search for win-win solutions. What, for example, does the other sector, you know, and they divide up the whole world, you know, they divide up all of the various enterprises or corporations or concerns, they divide them all up into sectors. For example, What does the other sectors for which the legislation is written in the first place win by adding the MSP provision? So it's obvious that the sectors are the ones that are involved in the writing of our legislation, not your legislator. You have got to know who the constituencies are. Monsanto is but one. Try also to have a clear understanding of any limitations contained in the provisions, in which cases will MSP be mandatory. Well, this is all voluntary compliance, right? Guess again. What are the available enforcement tools? It's always by force, isn't it? Whether you decide to create new legislation, now this is the United Nations, of course. All the countries, you know, they can either join this or they can say no. We've just said yes. Whether you decide to create new legislation, modify existing legislation, and for this, folks, you're going to absolutely have to follow the U.S. Code annotated because they're going to start modifying legislation by the oodles and boodles here. Going to have to do it. The following, Box 8, has some considerations to help you define the content for your actions. So let's look at Box 8. Specifying a desired outcome, right? Predetermined outcomes, all right? Everybody knows the Hegelian dialectic, right? Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. The synthesis is the desired outcome. They never start with a thesis and then create an antithesis and, oh my God, an unexpected synthesis emerges. No. Planners always begin with the synthesis. We want everyone to jump at 10. And then you build the appropriate thesis and antithesis to get everyone to jump voluntarily, voluntary compliance at 10. So specifying a desired outcome, the goal of marine spatial planning is to balance demands for development with the need to protect the marine environment. Balancing the demands for development, right? We know that sustainable development, the three E's, are economy, environment, and equity. And as I've stated many, many times before, if you want to boil all of sustainable development, Agenda 21, down to one word, that word, in my opinion, researched as it is, that word is demand. You have got to create demand for environmental and developmental concerns, and the concerns are not our concerns or grief about global warming. Concerns are and have always been known as corporations. So the goal of marine spatial planning is to balance demands for development. It's always about development. We have to sustain development. It's not about sustaining yourself. That's foolishness. It's sustaining development. What is sustain? It's to prop up, it's to shore up something that otherwise on its own merit would collapse. Right? You're a champion for something in your own life. Strive to be self-reliant, but don't advance the meme, please, of sustainability. Anyway, continuing along here, the goals of marine spatial planning is to balance demands for development with the need to protect the marine environment. Now, it's not for the basis of protecting the marine environment, it's so that they can continue to sustain demand. And here they say it. Write it down. Put it in your notepads. It is not just about environmental protection. You got that? Or economic development. The essence of MSP is integrating various sectors and concerns. Collaborative, interoperable, interdependent. Integrating various sectors and concerns. You ever wonder why Google is involved with the government at such high levels? They're integrating various sectors and concerns. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc. Your total voice over IP solutions provider, TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're just ripping along through page 29 out of 99 pages in this document, Marine Spatial Planning, right directly off the United Nations website. And I have to say that, you know, when we think about things like frameworks, you could ask, well, what is a constitution? A constitution is a framework for government, right? And what is a framework? Well, it's basically like a lattice-like affair. It's a place to, it's something that you develop upon which you intend, unfortunately, you know, to hang the meat, if you will. And so then we can look at Agenda 21 and understand that an agenda is a framework. It's a framework upon which other things would be hung. And there are 40 chapters that make up the agenda for the 21st century that came out of Rio de Janeiro and the Global Biodiversity Assessment. And we're involved with Chapter 17. This is the implementation of Chapter 17 of Agenda 21. You might think, well, my, why worry about it, right? Well, it's just one chapter out of 40, my friends, and that's why I report on this stuff all the time. Many of these other things, whether we're dealing with food or water or other issues, they too are in progress. The implementation of Agenda 21, they don't call it an agenda for the 21st century for nothing. And this is the plan or the program of action to bring in sustainable development in your lifetime and mine. And so we study it carefully. Specifying again a desired outcome, the goal of MSP is to balance demands for development with the need to protect the marine environment. It is not just about environmental protection or economic development. The essence of MSP is integrating various sectors and concerns. And without specifying this, you might wind up with very different results, biased towards one or more particular sector or concern, and very far from the integrated results you originally intended to achieve. So we begin with the synthesis, then we create the various and multitude of thesis and antithesis throughout all of the various sectors to herd, as so many cats, all of those sectors into the same bullpen, the same box canyon known as sustainable development or globalism. Principles for the MSP development. Enforceable principles are critical to a successful MSP. It's not enough to say a thing, you must do a thing, and if the people don't voluntarily comply, then as Bastiat says, you use force. Enforceable principles are critical to a successful MSP process for a number of reasons. Most importantly, they give decision makers, that's not you, folks, that's not me, they give decision makers, here's the word, transparent, oh yeah, charge. Want to make a transparent government, right? Transparent. You can also consider that to be glasnost, perestroika, if you want to visit with Mikhail Gorbachev and Green Costs International. Most importantly, they give decision makers, these are the various Soviets, these unelected boards and councils, this is experts say, academia, They also provide concrete notion of plan objectives to regulated entities. Regulated entities. Do you feel this morning, dear listeners, as a regulated entity? Is your life like a well-regulated clock? As you get up at 6 in the morning and toddle off to your job at 8 and you're at lunch or you're at your coffee break at 10, you're back at 10:15 until your lunch break, then your lunch break until, what, 1 o'clock, and then from 1 o'clock until 3, and then you take your next sandwich or your next coffee break, and then you're all done at 5 o'clock and you come home wrung out and tired. But you're not done yet. Then there's the PTA and the school and the sports and all the rest of the thing. Very well regulated from cradle to grave. Again, they also provide concrete notice of plan objectives to regulated entities. Okay, concrete notice, public notice. You've got to have notice or there's no due process. All right? These guys are covering all of their tracks. These are legal beagles. These are legal minds that have been working on international law for centuries, as we're going to find out in a moment with Hugo Grotius. They also provide concrete notice of plan objectives to regulated entities and a basis for interested groups and individuals to engage constructively. Right? These are these public-private partnerships, the Sierra Club, Ted Turner, all the rest of them, you know, Jane Fonda, they're all coming out for this. You didn't hear any hue and cry from the environmental community with Macondo. Why? Well, because they knew what the predetermined outcome would be. This. And they liked this more than they were concerned about porpoises and fish and crabbers, and especially those damn fishermen out there killing all those shrimp, you know. Setting an end date. This is so important. Whenever you're goal setting, you always have to have an end date. It's just like in a basketball game. You know, the first half of a basketball game, everybody's showing off their new ring and their shorts and their haircuts and things like that. They get the word from the boss during the halftime, and they come back and pretend as if they really are working for the next quarter. But in the fourth quarter, they all go out and they earn their pay. Just like the way Zenyatta wins a horse race. She pours it on in the last moment, setting an end date. Experience shows that it is advantageous to have an end date for both developing a draft plan and adopting a final MSP plan. And there are dates mentioned in this the recommendations from this interagency ocean policy plan, blah, blah, blah. And those are very, very tight deadlines. We're going to cover that on another segment of this discussion. Not today, but at another day, we'll go into the timeline that they've laid out. How quickly are the triggers going to be start, you know, getting pulled in an area, in a region near you? Continuing here, again, experience shows that it's advantageous to have an end date for both developing a draft plan, and they were given a specific date to get that plan done. They did it, and it's been accepted by Barry the Usurper as of Executive Order 13547, July the 19th, 2010. MSP legislation for the state of Massachusetts, maybe you didn't know that there was one, but there is. USA, for example, allows 18 months to develop a first plan, although most of the planning team considers this time frame very short. It has nevertheless made the MSP process very efficient, setting goals, all right? And that's important to understand, because if you come in and your timeline is too lenient, you set a deadline for accomplishment too far out, then you get apathetic, you get lazy, you become preoccupied in other things. Had another word in mind, but it didn't fire. It has nevertheless made the MSP process very efficient, setting goals, finding the best way to achieve them, and specifying more clearly what is possible and what not, given the available resources and constraints. Now again, remember, when we're talking about these nine regions, these are multi-jurisdictional regions. They span states. They include both the uplands, the coastal zones, and they also include ocean areas. Lots of boundary lines being crossed forth, back and forth. And each of these various and sundry jurisdictions, whether you have an ICLEI town or not, each of these various jurisdictions are going to have to create their own little MSP, their own little marine, coastal and marine spatial plan. And then they'll have to approve it locally according to their own law. And that'll be part of the planning process. How do we establish our authority? And so there will be very short timelines. And the plans will be frighteningly familiar. They'll look quite similar. They'll probably be taking off the internet. The National Ocean Council and their body of researchers in academia most likely already have the original for all of the template already created. When we come back, we're going to go into the last section here, the equal powers for a multiple objective outcome, and then right into the free sea with Hugo Grotius.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you want to find the document I'm referring to for yourself, you can find it on the United Nations website, A Step-by-Step Approach Toward Ecosystem-Based Management, Marine Spatial Planning, reading from page 29. And here's the last out of box 8, the ways that you can, considerations to help you define the content for your actions, your action plan. Agenda 21, Program of Action, Program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, English, useless tail, the extra me at the end of the word. We dropped all those useless tails in America. Anyway, the action plans. Finally, it says here, equal powers for a multiple objective outcome. Think of a multiple objective outcome. Think of yourselves in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, in your states, trying to fend off a carefully crafted multiple objective outcome. It's the many-headed hydra. It's the octopus strangling you. Just when you cut one tentacle off, another grasps at your leg. Your outcomes are likely to reflect the type of authority provided to institutions that will carry out the Marine Spatial Plan. The authorities provided to the institutions. Institutions now. Unelected boards and councils. Groups. Agencies. The Administrative Procedures Act. The institutions representing the key sectors or concerns, you are planning for should have equal powers concerning their decision-making, advisory status, key phrase there, status, key word, status, and similar matters when developing marine spatial planning. And then they see text on Germany for an example that illustrates this point. All right? They give us a tip here, too. Tip, it can be beneficial to consult an independent expert, like the IUCN, an independent expert to review existing legislation for potential authority for MSP. In doing so, you should aim for a completely unbiased interpretation rather than one that may be possibly influenced by someone's own support or non-support for the development and implementation of MSP. Again, it's always for the greatest good of the greatest number, the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham. All right? And now, a couple of side notes over here. I think we have one. Yes. Oceans Act of 2008. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts. United States of America. And then they give a link to where the Oceans Act of 2008 in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts can be found. Well, there's a lot more in this document that we'll talk about in the future. But right now, we've introduced not only the executive order, but then we went in and we looked at the preliminary or the interim recommendations of this National Ocean Policy or interagency out of the WhiteHouse.gov website. Then we looked at the final recommendations. Then we jumped back in time and went to the Pew Oceans Commission, P-E-W, Oceans Commission. And now we've jumped over to the United Nations website and looked at the actual marine spatial planning document. We've talked a little bit about how customary international law is going to play its role in this. We've gone over and shared a little bit from Ian McCarg, the Bible, if you will, of the urban planners. We've looked at the idea of what is sustainable development, right out of the Trialogues publication from the agenda, from the United Nations. And we've read directly out of Agenda 21, Chapter 17. We're still spot on the target here. Lots and lots happening. This is not the sort of stuff that you're going to get from the junior blogosphere. There's just no way that you can connect all of these dots unless you've done years and years of research, as I have been into this. And so, although I'm not going to read entire texts to you, I'm showing you where you can go to connect the dots for yourself. Why? Well, because we have 9 regions. And we're going to need to have people with boots on the ground functioning in each of these 9 regions in all of the states that are impacted if we hope to block any of this or to, like judo, use the weight of the behemoth and deflect the globalist agenda right where we are, to protect and preserve and defend freedom and all of our understandings of that and property. So we go back in time, Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics. This, from the Liberty Fund publishers, Liberty Fund, Inc., referred to them in the past numerous times. And this book is titled The Free Sea by Hugo Grotius. It's translated by a Richard Hakalut, or something like that, edited with an introduction by David Armitage. The Free Sea, Hugo Grotius. You can't study international law without studying Hugo Grotius. And so we will, just briefly, right out of the introduction, this. Let's see if we can find something here to help us out. The Liberty Fund book. And this is a 2004 Liberty Fund publication. And Hugo Grotius lived from 1583 to 1645. So you can see we're moving back in time a little bit. Few works, there's the introduction, few works of such brevity can have caused arguments of such global extent. Again, being this introduction being written in 2004, you know it's going to have all the globalist language in it. Expect it. We'll find it. A few works of such brevity can have caused arguments of such global extent and striking longevity as Hugo Grotius, G-R-O-T-I-U-S, Hugo, H-U-G-O, Hugo Grotius, Mare Liberum, M-A-R-E, I don't do Latin, I just use Latin, Mare Liberum, one of my other email names, one of my blog names, Mare Liberum, and that is the free sea, all right, Liberum, liberty, liber, the free, includes the definite article, Liberum, the free, Mare, M-A-R-E, sea, the free sea. And so the discussion then has to do with these exclusive economic zones created by the Convention on the Law of the Sea, and the discussion and the argument and various premise is, does the United States of America or any other state that assists, you know, gives its assension or signs on to this convention, do they actually have any controlling right or interest in the ocean to a distance of 200 miles from their shore, or do they not? The book first appeared in Leiden as a pocket-sized quarto volume from the famous publishing house of Elsevier in the spring of 1609, fully 400 years ago. The publication was anonymous, perhaps because, as Grotius later wrote, quote, it seemed to me to be safe, like a painter skulking behind his easel to find out the judgment of others and to consider more carefully anything that might be published to the contrary, close quote. There was a time that the Catholic Church and the kings didn't take kindly to upstarts advancing opinions as regards their status or dominion. They could get you a little time on the rack or burnt at a stake and strangled, as the Catholics like to do, strangle you, then burn you. And the Anglicans had their turn at that as well. Grotius was only in his late 20s. Pay attention, folks. We're dealing with somebody that's in his late 20s here, writing, and writing with enough influence and power to change the world for 400 years. Though self-taught, as a lawyer, it's much what we do here, too, his reputation as an advocate and advisor was growing along with his political influence. He was becoming vocal local in his time. By publishing Mare Liberum, or Liberum, he was displaying the literary, rhetorical, and philosophical talents that had won him his burgeoning fame and respect, and he was also intervening in two political debates of pivotal significance for his own country. The first was the relationship between the United Provinces and the Spanish monarchy, from which the Dutch had broken away in 1581. The second was the Dutch right to commercial penetration in Southeast Asia. How things stay the same.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Andy, sending into the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast with a big tear in my eye, alligator tears, but we'll have to come back to Hugo Grotius again in days coming, and we will. I'm not at all averse to spending as many days as necessary to cover a topic as deeply as I think that it needs to be covered, and this one is big, folks, real big. So I'm on a page, I guess it would be 18. It's in Roman numerals, it's the introduction, the preceding pages. And where we find these words, written by the editor. Mare Liberum was a shot heard around the world. Heard that one before? Its rebuttal of papal claim, that would be the papa, that would be the fish hat rots from the head. The guy in the fish hat and the shepherd's crook and the broken cross and the obelisk and all that, you know what we're talking about. The Marian heresy that continues today. Its rebuttal of papal claims ensured that it was rapidly placed on the church's index of prohibited books in January 1610. So just, you know, keep it in mind, this idea, you know, philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, you know. You can advance these ideas, and we have advanced these ideas, and we've advanced these ideas for centuries, but the Papa and the Rothschilds and the Fuggers and the others have tried to and have succeeded in stamping us down time and time again. And so it was dangerous for young Hugo to be writing these words. Sophisticated and extensive responses also came from the jurist William Wellwood in Scotland, and that's an interesting read. John Selden in England, very important person to know about, John Selden. Justo Serafim de Freitas in Portugal, and Juan Solorzano Pereira in Spain. Well, I'd never go to Spain. You wouldn't understand a damn thing they're saying. The only response to which Grotius replied was Wellwood's abridgment. Grotius had been shown Wellwood's book in 1613, and when he was in London, as a delegate to the Anglo-Dutch Colonial Conference, and he took it to be exemplar sublimaris, the pattern of the unfree sea. It's the antithesis of the free sea. Wellwood had understood Mayer Liberum's alleged East Indian context as a cover for the work's real purpose, to reinforce the claims of the Dutch herring fleets to fish in British or Scottish territorial waters. We have that same problem in Alaska, in the Arctic areas, where the Orientals are fishing out all of our salmon and stuff. Anyway, those claims were indeed a topic of much contention after 1610, and Wellwood could be forgiven for suspecting Mayer Liberum's contingent applicability. Yet Wellwood stressed only the argument about fishing, ignored the broader questions of trade and navigation, and concentrated his fire on the fifth chapter of Mayer Liberum alone. Like Grotius, he argued, well, before I go into that quickly, I'll say this, is that what we're talking about with coastal and marine spatial planning has much more to do than whale watching. It has more to do than with fishing off the coast. It has more to do with than just simply sailboats and cigar boats and wave runners and those sorts of things. It has to do with all of the various environmental and developmental concerns, jockeying and vying for leasehold estates on the king's coastal shelves to a distance of 200 miles from the high, high waterline all around America. Continuing, like Grotius, he argued from the precedence of Roman law, juris civilis here, back to the Pope, right? But he also appealed to Scripture to argue that the sea could be occupied and hence acquired as the basis for customary claims to exclusive national rights over territorial waters. So he's arguing from the precedent of Roman law. He's appealing to Scripture, brings in the Council for National Policy and the rest of them. But he argues that the sea could be occupied, and that's what they're intending to do with all of the various aquaculture things that they have in mind, and the energy platforms and the wind turbines and things like that, out of sight, out of mind, too far away from the shore for you to see, but they're there. And hence, acquired as the basis for customary, now we've got customary international law, just where we started, as the basis for customary claims to exclusive national rights over territorial water. Now we have the exclusive enterprise zone, the EEZ, part of this discussion of marine spatial planning, the focus of 13547, the executive order of July the 19th. Jumping over to the next page, in the defense of Mayer Liberum, Grotius insisted on even more firmly that land and sea were incommensurable because the one can be appropriated and the other cannot. You can appropriate a piece of ground, but how would one appropriate the sea? He had to do so not least to refute Wellwood's scriptural argument that God, God, capital G there, had given both earth and sea to humanity in common. An assertion that encouraged Grotius to reinforce the distinction between particular appropriation and universal or Catholic possession. Anytime you see the word universal, just insert Catholic. They're synonyms, remember, from our research. So again, to refute Wellwood's scriptural argument that God had given both earth and sea to humanity in common. All right? Put us on the planet to be good stewards. And, of course, right out of the lips of whomever wrote this for Barry the Usurper, they say stewardship of the ocean. At that point, Barry the Usurper pees on Christianity. Atheist puke that he most likely is, or at least agnostic. Anywho, it comes along. It says, an assertion that encouraged Grotius to reinforce the distinction between particular appropriation and universal possession, and hence between those things that are or can become private, we might just say private property, and those things that remain in common. He went even further than he had needed or dared in the Mare Liberum to argue that necessity, in the case of famine, for example, could render common again things formerly owned. Famine could render again common things formerly owned. Remember, we started out the broadcast on this series with, we didn't start it there, but we added in both Michael Shaw, but more importantly, Michael Kaufman, in regards to his discussion of the Wildlands Project, where we render again common things previously or formerly owned. To clarify his definition of community, you know, communitarianism, communism, collectivism, kibbutzism, the levelers, to clarify his definition of community, Grotius had to distinguish it from anything public. Funny, 180 degrees out today, isn't it? That is, owned by a particular nation or people, on the grounds that community of property was natural, whereas anything public was civil. Civil, again, jurisdiction, venue, the juris civilis, Roman law. Whereas anything public, you thought public, you thought you were the public, you're not. You're the private sector. Where anything public was civil and hence the product of human will. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and property. Don't forget it. Right? We have certain unalienable or unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. Then we turn around with our will. Remember the political will that was necessary to implement marine spatial planning. But we, in our own free will, turn around and we institute governments amongst us to serve us on good behavior. And we retained in the Declaration of Independence the right to throw off a tyrannical and despotic government and to set up a new one if we desired. Well, that's enough for today. Hope you got your mind filled. Mind's full. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt.
Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.